You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
The time is now. Sofia Monsalve talks about the main themes of the People's Food Sovereignty Forum. Who decides on the food policies? Who controls the resources? Who has access to food? These are some of the questions that the hundred of delegates from social movements and organizations have been discussing for several days in Rome as part of the forum People Food Sovereignty Now. Real World Radio interviews Sofia Monsalve. She is part of FIAN, Food First Information and Action Network, an international human rights organization that promotes and defends the right to food. The forum takes place as it was revealed that the number of people suffering hunger in the world is increasing again. After a decade when the number of people with hunger had been reduced, even though very slowly, today, after the food crisis in 2007 and 2008, there has been a considerable increase. Nowadays, there is over 1 million people suffering hunger and malnutrition, according to FAO figures, Monsalve said. She later said that the aim of the forum was to discuss strategies from the four main themes: world governance of food systems, who controls resources for food production, how food is produced and consumed, and finally, there will be a discussion around who has access to food. About this, Monsalve explained that this will be the first time that the food sovereignty movement will discuss links between urban and rural movements. She also spoke about the role of the movements and the civil society when promoting an agenda based on food rights and human rights policies, and said there is greater willingness from the governments to listen to the people's demands in terms of food sovereignty.
You're listening to Real World News.